Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Matt, get off your phone. It's time to start the podcast.
All right, I'm off.
This is episode 24.
24.
And it's spooky mega week. I needed to clear my throat.
I was doing the little beep from 24.
Yeah, guys, but it's Halloween week. Halloween is going to be in between the next podcast. It's like it's coming up this weekend. Is it on Monday? I don't know when Halloween is.
It's on a day.
We're recording this far before Halloween, though.
Because, Matt, where are you going?
I'm going back to South Carolina for a week.
You lucky bastard. You get to go to the fucking South Carolina State Fair.
I know. That's one of the reasons I planned my trip for these days, because I love going to the fair.
Did you see my sad little boohoo tweet about it?
I did. I shed a single tear for you.
But But you get to go with Ping, right?
I do.
Lucky. Going to a fair with like a significant other.
It's a fun experience. I've done it the last 2 years, so it's kind of become like a little tradition now. So that's why going back this year. I like visiting South Carolina in the fall. It's nice. But that's besides the point. We got some big stuff to talk about today.
Like
the Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
That's pretty fucking big.
It's pretty big. It's not the NX. Why?
And the air conditioning unit in our recording room is broken right now, so it like won't turn off, or else it'll like shut off for the whole building or something. So basically, if you hear any background noise, it's only going to be for this podcast. Just think of it as like a creepy, like spooky Halloween ambience, whatever that word is.
Ambience.
What's the difference between ambience and ambience?
Tomato.
All right.
So, yeah, the Nintendo Switch, I have to say, this is one of my favorite, this is probably my favorite looking console since the GameCube.
Really?
Because the Wii, not favorite looking, but just favorite, I don't know, I just feel like it's not going for that gimmicky kind of pattern that Nintendo was taking. Okay, that may be giving them a little hate, maybe not gimmicky, just they're not trying to revolutionize in a way that impedes gameplay, you know?
I mean, I don't think the Wii U was that gimmicky. I think it was just a controller with a screen in the middle, but I don't know, I think this is really cool because it's kind of taking, it's almost like an addition to the Wii U, because you've got the screen on the controller, or if you choose to play that way. For those of you who don't know yet, I'm sure everyone knows by now, but it's, you know, Nintendo announced their new console with a little release video, and it's really cool where it's like, you know, it's a screen, and then you, on the side, it has the controllers, like the buttons and the circle sticks and everything, and you can detach those and use them as like wireless controllers, or you can clip the whole thing like into the console and then play it on the TV. So I think it's a cool, I think it's definitely really cool. I was impressed when I saw it.
And it seems like they're bringing over, like, Mario Kart 8 and stuff like that, but they're adding to the games, too.
Are they, really?
Yeah, King Boo is a playable character.
Oh, shit.
In the Mario Kart stuff, and then in the Splatoon gameplay that was shown in the trailer, I believe, like, it showed, like, different headgear and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. So I'm excited, because I already knew they were doing an HD, or not HD, but they're doing, like, a remaster, or I don't even know if it's a remaster, but they're re-releasing Splatoon for the Switch, along with, I think, Mario Kart 8 and some other game. But
I'm definitely getting the Switch.
Oh, I am too. I mean, I have to get every Nintendo console when it comes out. It's kind of like a thing for me.
I might
even if it's bad.
Dude, think about it. It's a console we can have at home and then just like unclip it or whatever.
Take it to the office.
Yeah, bring to the office.
Take it in the car.
It'd be great.
But dude, I am excited the most.
Holy shit, I didn't even think of that. Like when we're just driving somewhere, you could just bring your NX and play like fucking Skyrim and shit like that.
I know, because in the trailer, what was that? Someone playing Skyrim? I'm pretty sure that was Skyrim.
Yeah, then they showed a bunch of basketball bros playing NBA 2K17.
Yeah, my basketball bros.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Want to shoot some hoops, dude?
What?
Want to shoot some hoops? I've been practicing all day. I'm just thinking.
Just get a little basketball, a little dribble, a little.
Just watch me dribble. Watch me.
Nothing but net, baby.
4 point.
Can we talk about the cartridges?
What?
Cartridges?
Okay, that I creamed myself
over.
Dude,
me too. When I saw, because you know, there were rumors that the NX would be using cartridges, and then when they showed, like, you just.
It's like the DS charges, like. That sound.
Oh, dude.
That sound.
And the sound of the Switch, like, they kept showing it in the commercial when you detach and reattach the little side controllers, that satisfying click.
I hope it's that satisfying in real life. It's the same satisfying, like, sound effect that a typewriter creates.
Yeah, or like a really nice mechanical keyboard.
Oh, yes.
It's just that nice little click. What do you think about the name? The Switch.
Like it.
I like it a lot, too.
I have to say, my least favorite console name was the Wii U, just because it was like a branch off of something. It made people feel as if
it was an add-on to the Wii when it was completely different.
Exactly.
It was a completely different console. I don't know why they even called it the Wii U. Like, yeah, it could play Wii games, but wait, do you think I think the Switch will definitely be backwards compatible with Wii U games, because it has like the same. It has basically the same layout, like the same kind of interface.
Yeah.
Of like the design of the controller could easily play any Wii U game. One thing they didn't show, or they might have, I just didn't notice in the trailer, it didn't look touchscreen.
No, they didn't touch the screen once.
So I don't think it's touchscreen, which I'm honestly, I don't mind that. I'm fine with not touchscreen.
Honestly, because when it comes to touchscreens, it's always going to get smudged. Something's always going to happen.
Get those fingerprints.
I'm going to lose the stylus or some shit. You know,
that'll be nice. Not having to worry about losing and buying new styluses.
But the console looks great. I'm excited for the games that are going to be released on it. I think they're going to talk about a game lineup, of course, more in the future. When is this supposed to release? Like 2017?
March. It's coming out in March.
Okay.
And I think that Breath of the Wild, the new Zelda game, is going to be released then.
I'm looking forward to that.
Pikmin 4, I'm pretty sure, is going to be for the Switch.
Really?
I think so. Because why would they be designing a huge IP title that they're just going to release on a console?
It has to be for the Switch. Of course it's got to be.
It's probably going to be for both.
It's already done, isn't it?
Pikmin 4? Yeah, Miyamoto said it's just about done.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One, how they still released Xbox 360 games.
Yeah.
A little bit after the release of the Xbox One.
Well, they'll probably.
That's what they do with every console. They let it bleed out over time.
Right, and I wouldn't be surprised if they made. For games like Pikmin 4, if they made a Wii U version and a Switch version, or just make a Switch version, I don't know. As of the time that we're recording this podcast, they haven't announced, like, pricing details or anything. I think it's probably going to get, $250?
$299? No, I feel like it's going to be, I think there might be two models, $1,299, $1,399.
Yeah.
I just think because of the quote-unquote technology they're displaying. Nintendo's always. They've always usually been the cheapest console, though, right?
Yeah.
They've never gone up, at least from what I can remember, they've never tried to battle wholeheartedly on price with Sony and them. And when I mean battle, I mean like kind of match it so they could get more.
I think they just try to make like a price that seems. Because I've never seen Nintendo as the like competition type. Like they don't really care about competition. They just do their own thing because they're Nintendo. And they try to make shit that they think is, like, fun and genuine, I guess. And sometimes it flops. But, I don't know, you gotta give them credit for that aspect. And recently, they've been doing really well with listening to what fans want and giving the fans what they want.
Yeah. It definitely screams a $299 price to me.
Yeah, I could
see it being $300.
Yeah.
We'll see. It might be $350.
I'm gonna
knows?
Pre-order it regardless. Unless it's, like, $800, which I'll probably save up for a few months and still pre-order it, but
no, I don't. No.
What?
No.
No?
No. Don't pre-order bed.
Do you want to?
You supporting company before product even release.
I'm going to get it anyway, though. I'm going to get it regardless, even if it's shitty.
If it's proven to be shitty, you're going to get it?
I'm a Nintendo dude. I gotta at least get it. I don't know. It's like a thing for me.
I
gotta waste my money.
Follow.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'll follow them off a cliff, but this does not look like it's going to be a disappointment.
No. So the release trailer, or I guess the teaser trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2 came out, and it looks beautiful. It looks fucking gorgeous.
It does. I've never played Red Dead Redemption, the first one, but I was watching the trailer with you this morning, and I was like, damn, that looks pretty good. And of course, you know, by the time we're talking about this stuff, it's old news, but...
It's a week old. Yeah, we were lucky enough for all this to drop the day... Our podcast comes out. It dropped on it dropped on Thursday last week, so now we're talking about Thursday of this week. So,
Red Dead Redemption 2 looks like a lot of fun. It looks really neat, and if you guys want to see us play it on the channel, we might just have to do that as a little series. I wouldn't be opposed. It looks beautiful.
Of course not.
I like Western shit. I like Eastern shit too. Yeah, but that's pretty exciting. And I'll tell you one thing, Ryan. My neck is very sore today.
Why? It's been going back and forth too much?
Yes, but not in the homosexual way you're thinking of. I went to a concert last night with Vernon Shaw of Game Grumps.
So, what did you headbang?
I did. I did a little head nodding.
To Cuckoo Kania?
Sometimes a little headbanging, sometimes a little jumping.
Coconut Kania? What? What's her name?
The fuck are you talking about?
Cancun.
Caro Bonito.
Yeah.
And their opener was this band I really, really love called Slime Girls. And they were just, like, fun all around. Like, there was one part of the song where it went quiet and they all, like, dropped dead on stage. And then one guy brought out, like, a melodica and played it into the microphone. It's just a really, really fun group. And I met some of you guys at the show. I think about six of you I met. And you guys were all super sweet.
Let's talk about anger management.
Okay.
I feel like I need some help. And I feel like you need some help, too.
Why do we need help with anger management?
Because I went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah?
And he watches our Let's Plays.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He
That's awesome.
He was watching our most recent Mario Maker episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he said, the anger is not healthy. And we need to play a little... You know, we need to play quieter games.
Oh, dude, I know where this is going. I know exactly what the doctor recommended.
Yeah?
Minecraft.
Exactly.
Yes!
So...
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing Minecraft from now on the channel. It's going to be a strictly Minecraft-based thing.
Starting next week?
Thank you, Dr. Stevens. And I'm also glad for wasting all of y'all's time for that stupid bullshit story, because we had no idea where the podcast was going.
So Ryan
Let's try to bring it back somewhere. Where are we bringing it back to, Matt?
I got it, Ryan. Tell me your best Minecraft story.
My best Minecraft story. I'm trying to think.
Well, guys, it's almost Halloween.
What's my...
It wouldn't, you know, you guys have been seeing the stuff we've been putting out on the channel so far for our first year of Spooky Mega. We're gonna do that, like, annually now, so every year around Halloween, we're gonna do a little Halloween week. We've seen a couple other channels that we're friends with do that kind of stuff. We thought it was a good idea.
And we're gonna
rip them off, so...
And we're gonna keep doing it until we get tired of each other and our friendship ends.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
So... We're gonna play creepy games. If you guys have suggestions for next year, put them in the comments, and we probably won't ever check back at this video. So,
spoiler alert, We're not playing Slender Man.
Ryan.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Ah, dude, why you gotta shut me down like that?
Or, do you know what I'm gonna say?
I don't, actually.
Really?
What are you gonna say? Undertale?
Yeah.
You gonna say Undertale?
No.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
I was hoping you'd fill in the blank.
Oh, because you don't have anything?
No, it's the rule of threes. I had to think of three things.
You just didn't think of anything?
I couldn't know
it. As you guys could tell, this is one of those podcasts we didn't plan ahead of time.
I'm very fucking tired.
Dude, I'm tired, too.
My sleep schedule and your sleep schedule has been all over the fucking place.
I've been rushing to... The last few days, I've been like... I stayed at the office until like 6:20 the other night. In the morning, not in the evening.
Yeah.
And then like I got 2 hours of sleep. Came back to work. And then I worked all day again. And then I went to a concert last night, and I went to bed again late, and then I was going to wake up early to go to work this morning to get more done, but I'm running on such little sleep, I completely slept through my alarm.
You knocked on my door, and I was like, what did I even say? I was tired.
No, because it was like 10:20, and I was like, oh, slept through my alarm, I'm just going to get ready, and I guess I'll
go to work with Ryan.
I'll just go to work with Ryan. I knocked on the door, and you were like, what? And I was like, time to go to work. And you were like, I thought you were going early, and I was like, I don't remember what I said. I was like, yeah, I ended up not doing that. And then you were like, just drive, I'll Uber there. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was not in the mood to get up.
You're just not ready?
My like heart was beating fast, and I had like, I don't know.
Did I wake you up when I knocked on the door?
Yeah, you woke me up, and I was like, ah.
Dude, you just did not sound like, you were just not in the mood for anything. You were like, drive, I'll Uber.
Yeah.
All right. So I just like silently took the key. I thought you were mad at me. I was like, what?
No.
I thought you were like pissed, like you were like, why didn't you go into work early?
I mean when I was tired of waking up, I was angry. I mean I'm not angry mad, but I was
everyone's angry when they first wake
up. I was just like, he said he was going in early. Yeah, so why is he knocking on my door?
But it doesn't affect the time you go to work.
I know it doesn't affect the time I go into work. But I thought I could use that like
as an excuse to sleep in.
As an excuse to sleep in, because I was gonna be like, if Brent hears this, because I was going to be like, yeah, I woke up late and I didn't have any clothes to wear and I had to dry them. But Brent didn't show up today.
Dude, you can't tell, because these are the excuses we still use with Brent. And if Brent listens to this, do not go tweet Brent these excuses.
They're going to tweet
Don't
Brent.
Do it. Stop.
Oh my god, what's another, I think that's the only excuse. Yeah, I threw some clothes in the dryer.
No, but those are real excuses, because, like, the only time I've ever used that excuse was I actually had no clean clothes. Well, no, I think the thing was I had my clothes in the washer, and then I fell asleep that night, and I woke up, and I never put them in the dryer. So I was like, fuck, I gotta dry them before I go to work. I gotta do laundry today, too, before I get on my airplane tonight. Fuck!
Mm-mm-mm.
But dude, like, there's nothing more... And it's not you at all. It's not your fault. It's just like, nothing makes me more angry than just lying in bed and hearing that knock at my door to go to work.
I know. I hate that fucking knock. It's like, when you knock on my door, you've been doing it more recently too, because I'm the one that's now staying in bed
a little
more.
Recently, it switched over to just me doing it, because I wake up, I set my alarm and wake up and shower and shit.
Because like, for 2 months straight, it was just me just
every morning, like, time to go, and you're already ready, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta shower and everything.
Yeah, and now it's just... I don't know. There's just something about that.
It's not the person that you get mad at. It's just the general. Like, but I don't want to hear that right now.
I just want to sleep.
Like, I've always hated that. In high school, hearing my dad knock on my bedroom door to wake up, or hearing my dad downstairs like, Matt, get up. It's like, no.
My mom just used to come in my room. She used to just open
stroke
up the door.
Stroke your thighs and
yep. Good morning. Good morning, little sunshine.
My mom used to sing me songs to wake me up when I was a kid.
My mom, when I was, like, even in high school, I'd be sleeping. I don't know, I think high school age is a little too old to be doing this, but maybe I was that stubborn to get up. But she always made me breakfast, because she's a wonderful mom.
Aww.
I don't know why she did that. She spoiled me like crazy.
She always made me breakfast in bed.
Ooh!
Yep.
But she would go... And open up the blinds and then take off, like...
Her shirt. Ryan, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey. She'd open your blinds and take off what?
Just like take off the thick covers I had.
Ah, that's the worst when someone takes the covers off of you. It's like, I'll get up, just don't take the covers off of me.
It's like, I'll get up, just don't be an asshole.
That's just going to make me wake up and be pissed off.
I know. I hated waking up for school.
Dude, waking up sucks. Just waking up in general sucks. And the thing is, like, what's weird about me is there's no time for me that doesn't feel too early. If I wake up at 2 in the afternoon, it still feels like I'm waking up too early. And I'm like, I'm not ready to get up.
Then this might change your mind about kids. Now imagine in the future, you have to get up early for work, but you have to get up even earlier.
Yeah,
because you
sure
have to
kid.
Get someone else ready that's stupid and moronic and can't take care
can't
of themselves.
Can't even put their fucking pants
die.
On. Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, I think I've said this before. A deer comes out of a vagina and they're walking within a day. A baby comes out. It takes them like a year to walk or two.
No, it takes them like until they're like 10 years old to get ready for school by themselves.
Yeah.
I didn't get my mom dressed me until I was like 10.
Wait, what?
I don't know, maybe...
Your mom dressed you when you were 10?
I might have been younger.
I mean, my mom picked out my clothes, but, like, did she like, take
my
off
my mom
your
picked
pants
out my clothes, but
on?
she... I'm trying to remember, like, how old was I when she stopped dressing me? I don't know, my mom will listen to this and text me the correct answer, I'm sure, and I'll say it in the next podcast, but I think I was...
My mom always gives me reviews for the podcast.
Really?
Do you want to hear the review for the most recent one?
Let's hear it. Okay. Of today's podcast? My mom would just give me, like, a little, like, one sentence, like, huh, I liked the podcast when you said this. I didn't like those jokes Ryan made about me, but, you know.
Really? Okay, this is my mom. Okay. Podcast was funny, except for the gross part about Matt's cousin pooping, poop emoji, in the backyard.
Reviews
and then,
by
and
Cecile.
And then three blush faces.
Oh, I made her blush.
Yeah, see? Look at that.
Damn.
There's a poop emoji and three blush faces.
Oh, and there's three hearts afterwards.
Well, you don't have to share that.
And then above, she's telling you how much you have in your checking account, Ryan.
I don't have much.
It's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money.
I'm probably
all.
In the same boat, though.
I doubt it.
I just bought two plane tickets. I bought one to go visit South Carolina and then one for Christmas. And I'm about to buy a third one to go see my family in Seattle for Thanksgiving, so.
My checking account makes me want to cry.
Dude, my checking account also makes me want to cry.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
People get the idea that just because we do YouTube that we're rich.
And just because we do YouTube gaming stuff.
And just because
we don't have a big audience,
like a lot of views.
Really.
No,
we have a good audience.
We have a great
a
audience.
Large audience. But in terms of YouTube, we have a very small audience.
Let me say this.
Very niche audience right now.
We have never touched a single penny of YouTube earnings.
Yep.
It's still sitting in just a bank account because We need to figure out how to like tax it and separate it. But even then, it's not that much.
No.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, you and I took out of our personal accounts to like buy whatever.
When we first started, all that shit was. It took us a while to break even. I think.
Yeah.
It took us a long time, months and months, just to break even for the money we spent to start the channel. Because I don't know, starting a channel and starting it right, I think takes you got to buy shit sometimes. Yeah. And we got to hire. We have our wonderful animator Kia.
He's wonderful. Love her.
She is great.
So thank you, Kia. You're fucking great.
And thank you to everyone who watches us. And like, you know, we make fun of you guys all the time, but you guys genuinely at the end of the day are awesome. And yeah.
Holy shit, what's that?
What's what?
Hold on.
Is there something alive?
Oh, something's in this box over here. Oh.
Ryan, it's a Segway. Yeah.
Holy shit!
I thought there was a cockroach or something. I got scared.
No.
I know what path we can take, because I thought about it just now.
I had a path.
All right, Ryan, we'll drive down your path. Okay. We'll drive down your path, okay. And then once we're done, we'll track back and drive down mine.
Okay, let's go down my path. The presidential debate. The final fucking presidential debate.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into specifics, of course, on what we... we are. I mean, come on. Bad hombres.
You're a puppet, Ryan.
You're a puppet.
Ryan, you are a nasty woman. That was such a fucking train wreck. Honestly, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be much worse.
Yeah. But it was, I was hoping it would be much worse.
Me too. I was like shaking ahead of time because I was so excited to see like what would happen. And I mean, no, it was still great. Don't get me wrong. It was still a great spectacle to watch. But
the debates were like a good trilogy. You started off fun. And then the middle one is like where the big climactic shit happens.
It was definitely the most climactic one.
And then the third one is kind of like resolution in a way. Of course, there's no resolution when it comes to this presidential election.
Yeah, there's not going to be. But like, I don't know, like, regardless of his political views, I think Chris Wallace did a good job moderating.
I think he was the best moderator
out of
the debate.
He seemed the most balanced.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, his bias, you know, his bias showed every now and then. Yeah. But it wasn't, like, obvious. It wasn't all too obvious.
Yeah, I think he did a good job moderating it. He laughed a few times. Because every now and then, Trump would, like, interrupt him or just, like, say some off. And he'd start laughing and be like, thank you, sir.
Because, I mean, Trump's making it look like the guy's, like, doing, like, you're helping me out. And the guy's like, nah. Okay, then. And then he goes in on the kind of, like, offensive with Trump. Then Trump's like, whoa!
It's rigged! It's rigged!
No!
Yeah, but it was a fun debate, and I am excited. I mean, by the time this podcast drops, all this shit is not relevant anymore, but by the time this podcast drops, maybe something new has come out in terms of American politics, because I'm sure in the last... Because there's less than 3 weeks from when we're recording this until the election, and I guarantee that probably some big stuff is going to come out, and maybe it's already come out by the time this podcast drops. Yeah. And if it has, well, I didn't know, because I'm not a time traveler.
There's one thing that I wanted to share. It's this Facebook interaction that I saw of someone quoting the debate and then like giving a Donald Trump answer, and it sounds 100% accurate.
Okay, yeah?
Okay, so it starts off, this person just quotes Trump, and it's, Hillary Clinton wants to rip perfectly healthy babies right out of the womb. 2-1 days from birth. Everybody's babies. And so like that's the quote that Donald Trump is quoted on saying, type of thing, because he said he pretty much was like, oh, you're allowed to rip the baby out a day or two.
Before birth?
Yeah.
And she's like, that's not how it works, Donald.
And then this person got Donald's shit down to a T. Someone responded and said, and let me tell you, folks, these are tremendous babies. You've never seen babies like this. And she wants to rip them right out. It's a disaster. I would leave these babies in. I'd let them stay as long as they want. It'll be tremendous, folks. Let him stay 10, 11, 12 months. It'll be a win. It's like, if he said that, my night would have been made.
Oh, I would have died.
That would have been the best fucking
thing. The thing about Trump's rhetoric is he just says a bunch of just incomplete sentences that just add on. He's like, and they're great. And let me tell you. And I'll say, and they're great. It's wonderful. They're tremendous.
Yeah.
And no one respects women more than me. And I respect women.
Trump speaks more generally. Clinton usually sounds kind like, of uses...
Sounds more scripted.
Yeah, it definitely sounds more scripted.
I mean, she definitely rehearses ahead of time.
And of course, they're both lying about certain things. They're both telling the truth about certain things. So, like, it's hard to even kind of understand where the fuck each of them lie sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know if people.
I mean, lie, not like lie. I don't know. What lie am I talking about? It's hard to see where they lie. I'm not talking about truth lie. I'm talking about
their bed at the end of the day.
Yeah. Woo! But yeah, the debate.
Yeah, it was fun.
So we want to get back on the segue and go down the path that.
Well, I thought you saw a cockroach, so it scared me. So I was gonna say, Ryan, do you have any like? Are you scared of cockroaches like I am? I am absolutely petrified when I see a cockroach. I hate them. I'm terrified of them. And even as like a 20-year-old man, I cannot. I become like a little 4-year-old girl when I see a cockroach.
I'm not scared of them. I'm scared of what they represent. Because that means if I see like one in the building, I'm like, oh, this is a dirty building now.
Yeah, but dude, I just, well, you know, we grew up in South Carolina. And they have palmetto bugs, which are, for those who don't know, huge. Huge fucking cockroaches.
Huge.
Huge. These roaches they've got, they're huge. They're tremendous. They're seriously massive.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster. And I'll tell you what, no one hates cockroaches more than me. No one, all right? And these cockroaches are hated. Yeah, but it's
by
like,
everybody. But nobody likes these roaches.
They're so big. And I remember one time I was laying on the couch watching, I think I was watching South Park, and one of these massive things just like, climbed across my chest, and I was terrified. I was like frozen in fear, and I flicked it off my chest across the room, and I grabbed a dictionary and I destroyed it.
You grabbed a dictionary to find the words to express the amount of fear that had been instilled.
Oh, I don't have the words.
Gotta flip through this fucking dictionary. Where is it?
Do you remember in elementary school, like, it'd be like maybe reading time, like silent reading time, and you go grab a dictionary and you'd like look up dirty words to see the definitions. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you get a laugh when I tell you what I used to do.
Oh yeah,
I did this for about a week. I had a week period in elementary school.
You didn't jerk off to the dictionary?
No. I used to take the dictionary and I used to just open it to a random page and just copy the dictionary for fun.
What?
Yeah.
Like, just write it down?
Like, I'd look up the definition for shark, because I was interested in sharks, and I'd write the definition down.
Ryan, you were, like, that's not bad. You were an intelligent, autistic little boy.
I'm not intelligent, though.
But you're not denying the autism.
I don't know. I've never been tested. They never put me in a testing chamber.
A testing tube? All right, we're going to pour these fluids on him, and it'll tell us if he's autistic.
If they turn red, he's autistic. If they turn blue, he's fine.
He's normal and good.
It turns fucking purple. What does this mean? He's a hybrid.
It means he's a bisexual autist.
Jesus Christ, what do we do?
We've never seen one like this.
And all of a sudden they turn around, the glass is broken. What the fuck?
Oh no!
Where'd he go? And also just...
We're calling for a complete lockdown and evacuation of the city.
Well,
anyway, we probably just offended quite a few people with that one, but that one's justified. I can see why people would get offended by that one, and if you're offended, that's all right. I understand.
We understand.
I'm not calling you out for being offended by that one. Just made fun of autism.
No, we didn't. We made fun of autism. We made fun of people's perception of autism.
Yeah, but my dad, I think my dad's going to come visit in April, Ryan.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to kick your ass when he sees you. He couldn't kick your ass the first time he saw you.
No.
But
what?
I'm telling you something, Ryan. When my dad sees you, it's gonna be huge.
Love at first sight.
It's tremendous. You know, like no one will kick Ryan's ass like Dale.
It's gonna be a disaster for Ryan.
It's gonna be disastrous. Like
it is the worst fight you will ever see.
I'll record you guys fighting and make it like a pay-per-view event, and we'll do a fight between you and my dad and make it like a paid live stream, so it's like a VIP event. You gotta buy tickets ahead of time to come see it.
You sound like some corporate boss at Disney.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take Dale, and we're gonna take the Ryan,
yep,
and we're gonna make them fight.
And the thing is, we're gonna make people pay for it.
And then we're gonna be rich. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the TV screen right now.
It's just a monkey face.
It's just a chimpanzee.
Well, monkey.
Chris changed the background, the desktop of the computer in the recording room to just like a chimp making like a little
it's
face.
A cute little chimp, though.
It was cute. I love chimps. I'd love to play with a little. I don't know. They look very dirty to me, though.
What?
Like, it's maybe it's just their skin is wrinkly and their hair is frizzy and frail. I don't know. It bothers me, but they're cute. I'd love to kiss one. Oh, Ryan, you haven't been on Steam in 15 days. That's also pulled up. It's gotten to the point in the podcast where, like, we don't have nothing to talk about, so I'm looking at the TV screen, commenting on the desktop.
You haven't been on Steam in 15 days.
It says
days.
It. You have not been on Steam in 15 days.
I haven't.
And then Chili was on 3 hours ago.
God.
He called me gay. I don't like that, man.
What is there to talk about, dude?
I don't know. But
I don't fucking
We can't
know.
End the podcast. It's early. Let's talk about one more thing, Ryan.
Okay.
Let's see. It's almost Halloween. Let's talk about trick-or-treating. You like trick-or-treating, don't you, as a kid?
I did, yeah.
What, how old were you when you stopped?
I was too old when I stopped.
I was too. I think I was approaching 6 feet tall when I stopped.
Are you fucking serious?
So it's like, I remember the year I stopped, there were people that would, like, refuse to give me candy. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that happened one time. I was like, and looking back at it, then I knew I was old. But, like, looking at myself then, I'm like, I'm still a kid.
Same.
Give me candy.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to this that are, like, gonna go trick-or-treating this year.
I think it was when I was, like, a freshman.
Yeah, I think I was school. I think I was a freshman in high school.
And then I stopped afterwards.
Fuck, I might have even been a sophomore.
Oh, no!
I don't know, man. I love trick-or-treating too much. I wish I could still do it. Why is it socially unacceptable? Why is Halloween for kids? Why can't I go trick-or-treating? I fucking love candy, and I love dressing up, and I love... It's fun, like, walking around the neighborhood on Halloween.
Yeah, everyone but you know there's candy. Always those assholes that just go in, like, the clothes they get off of school, and they just go knock on a door and, like, candy?
Yeah, but in my neighborhood, there was this group of kids that weren't even from my neighborhood. They lived, like, down the street. And they were the ones that would go and empty the entire bowl into their bag.
Oh, yeah.
They came to our door. They emptied the bowl and then took the bowl and, like, broke it. Or they didn't break it. They took the bowl. Because my mom had this, like, bowl of, like, it was, like, a novelty bowl with, like, a dude's head sticking out. And when you put your hand near it, he would, like, move his eyes and, like, scream and stuff. So they took it and they, like, I think they took the batteries out and, like, threw it in the middle of our cul-de-sac or something.
You know what I'm surprised hasn't been done?
What?
Someone takes a Halloween bowl, takes a big, nice shit in it, and then puts candy on top of it. So when kids go digging for candy...
No. That's a security measure to keep the kids that grab, like, a whole handful.
I know. Because,
like, if you're a good kid, you'll see the Halloween candy, you'll take one or two pieces like you should.
Yeah.
You should never take a whole handful of Halloween candy because that's rude and you need to save it for everyone else. Now, see?
What crime can you be fucking, like...
charged with if you get caught for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's...
Could you be, like, a... Could you be on a sex offenders, like, list?
For poop?
If you got, like, a good lawyer... If they got, like, a good lawyer to go after you.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, that's feces on a... That's your feces on a... Okay, I don't want to get into this anymore.
No, Ryan, say what you were going to say.
No, it's fine.
You were going to say that's your feces on a child's hand.
Yep.
That's it.
Let's be honest. You give a kid a piece of shit when they're, like, 2 years old,
not
they're going to play...
Not two kids. They don't go trick-or-treating at 2 years old. They're talking about, like, 10 years old.
Whatever.
Yeah. If you give a 10-year-old kid some of your shit, you're going to
give
go,
a mouse a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're going to end up in jail. What is that crime, though? I'm sure there's some law students listening or something. Like, if you can tell us, or some of you, I'm sure, have lawyer dads, lawyer, I don't know how to say it.
Dad lawyers.
If you guys have dad lawyers, go fucking ask your dad what that crime is. Like, if I shit in a Halloween candy bowl and then put, like, a layer of candy on top and then, like, a kid reaches in, grabs a handful of doo-doo, what would I be
but
charged with?
But it's on your property. What if you're like, that's my toilet on my property? That's where I store my poop.
They reach, I put a sticky note that said toilet. And they still reached in. Could you win with that? Because, you know, like, if I stick a sticky note on a bowl of candy and it says, like, caution, doo-doo or something, they're going to ignore it and reach in anyway. Could I get off, like, legally?
I warned them
you
there
did.
Was poop in the
it
bowl,
was on
officer!
It was on my property, yep. And I said, warning, there's doo-doo in this bowl, and
you
they
did.
Still reached in on my property.
Okay.
And they grabbed it willingly. How am I in trouble for that? Officer be like,
no, I understand. I completely understand. Now, given the full, you know, run of events, kids, would you like to say something to this man?
Apologize. You took his feces. Now return his feces, and I'm gonna have to take you into the station.
Put it back in the bowl. Then afterwards, the cop just reaches in the bowl, takes like a fucking Tootsie Roll, and just. Have a good night, sir.
Another day of duty.
So stupid. That's so stupid. Oh.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are podcasts Usually when I see podcasts, they're like 1 to 2 hours long. Ours are anywhere between 30 minutes to 45.
I would like to in 2017 extend the length to like an hour. Oh, I would like to over an hour because people have been requesting that. And I don't see why not. I mean, the thing is, like, we record them and usually they're about like 50 minutes, but we usually cut a lot out so they get cut short. Whether we said something, we're like, we cannot keep that in, or there's awkward silence, or a conversation just fell flat and awkward, so we cut it out. But yeah, we're going to probably be making these longer in 2017. And also, on top of that, we do have two scheduled guests on the podcast coming up. I still won't name them because I want to get a little hype going. But I will say this. Someone who you guys have been requesting back on the podcast will be returning to the podcast within the coming weeks. So you can get all excited about that. Yay! Yay, aesthetic.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
I don't know who that could be. But you guys want him back, so he's coming back. But we're bringing a guest this time. We're going to have another guest.
What is this, Matt? We got a guest coming up? Yeah, aesthetic. So yeah, there's this guest.
You're drawing it out.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying you're drawing this out as long as you can. It's almost like you're looking at the timer.
I'm Donald Trumping it right now, dude.
How much time is being recorded on this podcast? And you're like, come on, I gotta buy us some time. We're gonna extend this podcast a little longer.
Listen, guys, we're gonna have a guest, and no one likes having guests on more than me. And this guest, he's huge. He's a tremendous guest. All right, and the guest, he's gonna be on the podcast. Mark my words, he will be on the podcast, okay?
It's going to be the best podcast you've ever listened to.
And the podcast, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to bring this guest back. We're going to bring him back. And it's going to be wonderful, folks.
It's going to be wonderful.
You've never heard a podcast like this one before. And no one loves podcasts more than me. No one respects podcasts more than me. And Ryan, let's fucking end it here.
Bye!
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.